好了。
Drivers in Westford are just trying to be nice.
我不知道 Westford 开车的人们是不是特意想要表示友善。
Or if they just don't remember driver's education.
还是他们不记得所受过的驾驶教育。
For example, when I took driver's education,
比如说当我接受驾驶教育的时候
I learned that when driving and you come to an intersection,
我学到的是开车的时候当你来到一个路口
you need to yield the right of way to the car who's on your right.
你需要把路权让给在你右边的车
you give up the right of way by letting the car on the right go first.
你放弃路权让你右边的车先行。
This happens all the time at T-intersections.
这在丁字路口是常常发生的。
You are to yield the right of way to the vehicles that are on the through road.
你要把路权让给直行的车辆。
Okay, on my way to work, I have to turn left at 3 T-intersections.
我来上班的路上要在三个丁字路口左转。
And on the way home through Westford Center,
在我回家途经 Westford 镇中心的路上
It's near the library
靠近图书馆
There's a T-intersection that is a lot of trouble
有一个丁字路口总是出很多问题
And the cause for the trouble is when the drivers expect you to take the right of way
导致问题的原因是开车的人想要让你拥有路权
But you're supposed to yield the right of way
在你本该让出路权的时候
So they will flash their lights
他们要么是闪灯
They'll wave their arms
要么是挥舞手臂
They want you to go first.
他们想要让你先走。
They are yielding their right of way so that you can turn.
他们放弃路权好让你来转弯。
But this can be really dangerous.
但是这样实际上很危险。
Particularly if other cars are present.
尤其是当还有别的车在的时候。
So I don't know if these drivers are just trying to be nice.
我不知道这些驾车的人他们只是想要表示友善呢。
Or if they just want more space for turning.
还是他们想要有大一点的地方可以转弯
Or if they just don't remember driver's education
或者他们不记得他们受过的驾驶教育
See, there's other times when you must yield the right of way while driving
也有其他的时候你在开车的时候必须要放弃路权
You yield the right of way to pedestrians crossing the street
你把路权让给过马路的行人
You yield the right of way to emergency vehicles or school buses
你把路权让给执行紧急任务的车辆或者是校车
But generally You don't yield the right of way to the cars that are on your left.
但是通常呢，你不把路权让给在你左边开的车。
So if you're learning to drive,
如果你是在学车
and you want to get a license,
而且你想要拿到驾照
you need to learn to yield the right of way.
你就需要学习什么时候该放弃路权。
You do this to be a safe and courteous driver.
你要这样做才是一个安全的、有礼貌的司机。
And so for me, almost every time I drive to work, I'm reminded of this right-of-way law.
所以对我来说，几乎每次开车去上班的时候，我都会想到这个关于路权的法规。
When I drive, I am reminded to yield the right-of-way.
当我开车的时候，我就会想到要放弃路权。
And similarly, as we are learning to be Christians,
同样的，当我们学习做基督徒。
We want to be real or authentic.
我们想要活得真实无伪。
We need to learn how to treat others.
我们也就需要学习如何对待别人。
Particularly those in the Christian community.
尤其是在基督徒社群里的人。
There will be times when we need to yield our right of way to look out for the needs of others.
有时候我们需要放弃我们的权利来照顾有需要的人。
And one way to remind ourselves to care for others is through taking communion.
其中一个提醒我们自己要彼此关爱的方式就是通过领圣餐。
Today is the first Sunday of the month.
今天是本月第一个主日。
It is September 1st.
是九月一号。
As a church, we take time on the first Sunday of every month to celebrate communion.
作为教会，我们每月都会在第一个主日庆祝圣餐。
We practice communion as a way to remind ourselves that we belong to Christ.
我们操练领圣餐，把它作为一种方式提醒我们自己说我们属于基督。
And also to recommit ourselves to following Him.
也让我们自己重新委身来跟随他。
We take the Lord's Supper to proclaim His death until He returns.
我们吃主的晚餐来宣告主的牺牲受死，直到他再来。
And when we take communion, we often hear 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 23 to 29 read out loud.
在我们领圣餐的时候，我们常常会听到哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十九节被大声诵读。
This is likely the earliest account in the Bible of the meaning of communion and also warning about communion.
那很可能是圣经里面最早的记载的关于圣餐的意义以及关于圣餐的一个警告。
But I think that it's likely that you might have some misunderstandings about communion.
但是我想你很可能对于圣餐有一些误解。
Because I know I had some.
因为我知道我有过。
For example, do you know why Paul gives the warning about communion in verses 27 to 29?
比如说你知道为什么保罗在27到29节那里给出关于圣餐的警告吗？
Why does he talk about judgment?
为什么他会谈到审判？
I had always thought that it had to do with discerning the body.
我以前总认为这跟分辨主的身体有关。
I had always assumed that it meant you need to recognize that this act of communion is about Jesus.
我一直认为他的意思是说，你需要能明白领圣餐这个行为是关于耶稣的。
And this morning, let me affirm that when we take communion, we need to recognize that Jesus started it and it is about Him.
今天早晨让我来强调说，当我们领圣餐的时候，我们确实需要知道是耶稣创立了圣餐，圣餐也是关于耶稣的。
When we take communion, we remember Christ and His sacrifice.
当我们领圣餐的时候，我们纪念基督和他的牺牲。
But discerning the body of the Lord is about more than simply remembering Jesus and what He did for us.
但是分辨主的身体不只是包括纪念耶稣以及他为我们所成就的。
To help you understand why Paul gives the warning he does in verses 27 to 32,
为了帮助大家明白为什么保罗在哥林多前书十一章二十七到三十二节那里给出警告。
This morning we're going to look at the surrounding context.
今天早晨我们将会看一下它的上下文。
We'll look at verses 17 to 22 and 33 to 34 to understand what it means to discern the body.
我们将会研读一下十七到二十二节以及三十三到三十四节，来明白什么叫做分辨主的身体。
And we'll also consider what that means for us today.
以及今天这对我们来说又意味着什么。
Specifically, we will learn that in communion.
具体而言，我们将会学到说在圣餐当中。
Christ calls us to care for His body.
基督呼召我们要关心他的身体。
So if you don't already have it, please turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 11.
所以如果你还没有这样做的话，请打开你的圣经，翻到哥林多前书第十一章。
Thank you for reading the passage earlier.
谢谢大家在刚才已经先读了这一段经文。
So when we read the verses which surround the instructions about communion,
当我们在阅读这一段关于圣餐的介绍的这些经文的时候，
we find that the Corinthians had been taking communion in an unworthy manner.
我们注意到说，哥林多人他们是在用一种不合宜的、不合适的态度领圣餐。
In verse 22, it says they had despised the church.
在二十二节那里说到，他们藐视了教会。
Verse 29 it says they failed to discern the body.
在二十九节那里说到，他们没能分辨主的身体。
So when it says the church in our passage, that's a reference to the people of God gathered to worship God.
在教会，就是在这一段经文里面讲到的教会，指的是神的子民聚集在一起敬拜神。
As one commentator explains,
正如一位圣经评论家所说的，
the Corinthians' problem was not their failure to gather.
哥林多人的问题不是他们不聚会，
but their failure to truly be God's new people when they were gathered.
而是他们聚会的时候没能真正成为属神的新的子民。
Baptized Christians in Corinth were taking communion in an unworthy manner.
哥林多那里受过洗礼的基督徒用一种不合宜的态度来领圣餐。
But how?
怎么样不合宜呢？
For the Corinthians, it was the rich not caring for the poor.
哥林多人的问题是富人不关心穷人。
Look at verses 17 to 22.
看一下经文十七到二十二节。
Paul does not have anything positive to say.
保罗对他们没有一句好话可言。
He says, "You're coming together not for the better."
他说你们聚会不是受益。
But for the worse.
乃是招损。
There were socioeconomic divisions among them.
他们彼此之间有社会经济地位上的差别。
And at the time when Paul wrote,
在保罗写信的时候，
the region was experiencing a famine.
那个地区正在经历一场饥荒。
Those who were poor or those who were slaves were not doing well financially.
那些穷人或者奴隶，他们的经济状况很不好。
One commentator explains the situation.
一个圣经评论家这样解释当时的情况。
Says more affluent believers ate their fill without taking care of the poor believers who were hungry.
比较富裕的信徒们自己吃得饱饱的，丝毫不管饥饿的穷信徒们。
The church's meals were evidently organized as potluck dinners.
教会的晚饭很显然是按照一家一菜这样的方式来组织的。
So everyone brought some food.
所以每个人都带一个菜，一些食物来。
The problem was that the wealthier believers did not share with the poor believers.
问题是富有的信徒们不跟穷信徒们分享。
Back then, the church got together for a meal before worship.
那个时候，教会在敬拜开始之前是一起吃饭的。
Oftentimes, we have a meal after worship.
我们通常是在敬拜之后吃饭。
But not presently.
但是不是现在，现在不是这样了。
Yeah. So that's what Paul's talking about, verse 21.
那就是保罗在二十一节里面提到的情形。
And in eating this meal before worship,
在吃这一顿敬拜之前的饭的时候，
each person went ahead with their own meal.
每个人都是只顾吃自己的饭。
Another theologian writes,
另一位神学家这样写道，
So church members from the slave class were apt to arrive too late.
教会会友中的奴隶阶层的人常常很晚才到。
And they could no longer take part in the table fellowship of the meal proper.
以至于他们不再能够加入正餐餐桌上的交流。
And so only the sacrament itself remained.
留给他们的只有圣餐本身。
That's why Paul says,
这就是为什么保罗说,
One grows hungry, another gets drunk.
这个饥饿，那个酒醉。
The rich member showed up earlier.
比较富裕的会有，会先来。
They brought their own food.
他们带来食物。
And instead of waiting and sharing with the poor,
他们并不是等候跟穷的会友一起分享。
They just ate until they were full.
而是自己就先吃，吃得饱饱的。
And so when poor brothers and sisters came in, there was no more food left except for a loaf of bread and a cup of wine which were reserved for communion.
而当贫穷的弟兄姐妹们来到的时候，已经除了一条面包和一杯酒之外，已经不剩下什么食物了。而这面包和酒是留作主的晚餐用的。
So you can hear Paul's frustration in verse 22.
所以你在二十二节那里可以听到保罗的气恼。
He says, "What?"
他说什么
？Do you not have houses to eat or drink in?
你们要吃喝，难道没有家吗
？The implied answer is yes, they do.
这里暗示的回答是，是的，他们有家。
He says, "Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing?"
还是你们藐视神的教会，叫那没有的羞愧呢？
The implied answer is yes, they do.
这里暗示的回答是，是的，他们确实如此。
So Paul is at a loss for words.
所以保罗真不知道该说什么了。
What shall I say to you?
我可以向你们怎么说呢？
Shall I commend you in this?
我来因此称赞你们吗？
No, I will not.
不，我不称赞。
Do they lack a concern for the poor in their church?
正是借着这样不关顾教会的穷人的行为。
The rich believers in Corinth were despising the church.
哥林多教会的富人藐视了教会。
They were taking communion in an unworthy manner.
他们用一种不相宜的态度来领圣餐。
Namely, they had failed to discern the body.
也就是说，他们没能分辨主的身体。
They weren't caring for the poor.
他们不照顾穷人。
The rich were not showing the poor the same grace that Christ has shown to them.
穷人对富人对穷人没有表现出耶基督对他们所表现出来的恩典。
So Paul corrects their behavior in verses 33 to 34.
所以保罗在33到34节那里纠正他们的行为。
Paul tells them to wait for one another.
保罗对他们说，在吃饭的时候要彼此等待。
Can you click on the Prezi again? In the back, can you just click on the Prezi again?
您控的弟兄可以，你可以按一下那个。
Thanks. Just click on the screen again.
好像没有在动。
Thanks. Got it. Appreciate it.
谢谢。
If they're hungry, if they're so hungry that they cannot wait,
如果他们很饿以及无法等，以至于无法等待的话，
and they're not willing to share what they have,
而且他们又不想分享他们的食物的话，
then they could eat at home before they come.
他们可以在家里先吃再来。
Then when they eat together,
那这样当他们一起吃的时候，
it will not be for judgment.
他就不会是吃自己的罪了。
Paul had explained in verses 29 to 32 that those who eat and drink without discerning the body eat and drink judgment on themselves.
保罗在29到32节那里解释过，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
And the judgment explained here is not the final judgment.
这里所说的这个受审不是指的是最后的审判。
Which is a separation from the grace of God and experience of God's eternal wrath.
也就是说与神的恩典隔绝，经历神永远的震怒，不是这一种审最后的审判。
Judgment here is a reference to the discipline of the Lord.
这里所说的受审指的是神的管教。
It says that in verse 32.
是在32节那里提到。
God in his justice,
神在他的公义里，
he had allowed them to experience the consequences of their actions.
允许他们经历他们行为的后果。
So that some of them were weak and ill.
所以有些人软弱患病，
Some had died.
有一些人就死掉了。
To avoid the discipline of judgment,
所以要想避免定罪的管教的话，
Paul tells them to display the grace that God had shown to them in Jesus.
保罗告诉他们说，就要表现出神在耶稣里向他们所表现出的恩典。
They were to wait for the poor brothers and sisters.
他们需要等待贫穷的弟兄姐妹们。
Then they could eat their meal together.
然后他们可以一起用餐。
In this way, they would not be despising the church.
这样他们就不会是藐视教会了。
If they waited for one another,
如果他们彼此等候的话，
they would be discerning the body.
他们就是在分辨主的身体了。
If they ate together,
如果他们一起吃饭，
they would be taking communion in a worthy manner.
他们就是在用一种相宜的态度来领圣餐了。
Okay, today we do not have a meal before communion together.
现在我们领圣餐之前不吃饭了。
Instead, we listen to a sermon.
取而代之的是我们会听一篇讲道。
But it is possible that we, like those Corinthian believers,
但是很可能我们像那些哥林多的信徒们一样，
that we're despising the church of God.
我们也在藐视神的教会。
It's possible that we are not discerning the body.
也很可能我们也没有分辨主的身体。
For example,
例如，
do we, like the rich in Corinth,
我们是不是也像哥林多的富人们一样，
use our resources for ourselves while not caring for the poor among us?
自己的资源自己享用，而没有照顾我们当中的贫穷的人呢？
Think about it.
想一想吧。
They ate the food that was meant to be shared.
他们吃了本来应该分享的食物，
so that brothers and sisters went hungry.
以至于他们的弟兄姐妹们挨饿。
Might we be doing something similar?
我们是否也在做类似的事情呢？
Especially if we spent over $4 million on a building for us to enjoy.
尤其是当我们花了400多万建一个堂，只为自己享用的时候。
Okay, now don't get me wrong.
请不要误会我。
We needed to build a building.
我们需要建堂。
We needed to raise that money.
我们也需要筹集这笔钱。
And we still need to raise more money to complete the project.
我们还需要筹集更多的款项来完成这项工程。
But if we had done a fundraising project for the local food bank or other charities that we support,
但是如果我们是在为当地的食物银行或者是我们支持的一些慈善机构募款的话，
would we have given as generously?
我们还会给的这么慷慨吗？
Too often, we pat ourselves on the back when we as a church give like $4,000.
常常当我们全教会给出去4000块钱的时候，我们就已经觉得自己很了不起了。
But that is only 0.1% of the total cost of our building project.
但是那才只是我们建堂费用的1%的1/10啊。
That's crumbs in comparison.
这只是一点点面包渣。
Why can we not raise the same amount of money for the poor in our communities as we've raised for our building?
为什么我们不能像为我们的建堂募款那样，为我们社区里的穷人来募集同样数目的款项呢？
Why can we not raise the same amount?
我们为什么不能够募集同样数目的款项？
For the missionaries to have strong support.
让宣教士们有强大的后援。
To live out the gospel among unreached people groups.
以至于他们可以在未得之民当中活出福音来呢？
Is it because we care more for ourselves?
是不是因为我们更关心自己呢？
Is it because we are spending our resources on ourselves?
是不是因为我们把资源都花在自己身上了呢？
How can we say that we love Jesus and not care for the poor?
我们怎能说我们爱耶稣，但是却不关心穷人呢？
Didn't he give his life to rise and rise again to save them?
难道他没有为他们舍命，并且死而复活来拯救他们吗？
Don't we practice communion to show that we belong to Christ?
难道我们进行圣餐不是为了表达说我们属于基督吗？
That we are seeking to follow him?
不是为了表达说我们寻求跟随他吗？
That we're seeking to be like him?
不是为了表达说我们想要像他一样吗？
Now I know that many of us are generous.
我知道我们当中的很多人都很慷慨。
And I know that I'm talking about the poor in our communities.
我也知道我现在在谈论的是我们当中的贫穷人。
And our passage talks about the church.
而我们的这段经文谈到的是教会。
So let's talk more about the church.
所以那我们现在就来讲我们的教会。
See, Paul wrote in verse 29.
保罗在二十九节那里写道
That anyone who eats or drinks without discerning the body
任何一个人如果在吃喝的时候不分辨是主的身体
Eats and drinks judgment on himself
他就是在吃喝自己的罪了
Before I studied this passage more in depth
在我深入的研究这些经文之前
I had always thought that discerning the bodyMeant recognizing what Jesus has done for us.
我一直认为说分辨主的身体意味着要了解耶稣为我们所成就的是什么。
And that is in fact the point that Paul is making in verses 23 to 26.
这也确实是保罗在二十九到三十四节那里所要表达的意思。
But it is more than that.
但是要比这个还要更多。
Discerning the body means that we care for the body of Christ.
分辨主的身体意味着我们。我们要关心主的身体。
The body of Christ is the church.
而主的身体就是教会。
In communion, Christ calls us to care for His body.
在圣餐当中，耶稣基督呼召我们来关心他的身体。
As Pastor MacArthur explains,
正如MacArthur 牧师他所解释的。
He says to recognize the body of Christ.
他说，要想要能够
And then you recognize and honor Christ's sacrificial death on our behalf.
你要能够I'm sorry, kind of lost a little bit. Can you repeat that?
Sure. That you recognize and honor Christ's sacrificial death on our behalf.
你要承认耶稣基督为我们就代表我们所付上的死
And you sacrificially give of yourself for other brothers and sisters who are part of the body of Christ
你也付出像基督为我们所受死一样为弟兄姐妹们来付上牺牲的爱
But does Paul really mean the church or the people of God when he's talking about discerning the body?
但是当保罗在谈到说分辨主的身体的时候 他是在说他是在说教会吗
Yes, he is.
他是确实是在说教会。
And I can show you that he is.
我也可以让你看到他是确实是在说教会。
Look at the immediate context.
看一下的上下文。
In verses 27 to 29, Paul explains.
在二十七到二十九节那里，保罗解释说。
In verse 27, Paul writes about eating of the bread and drinking of the cup.
保罗在那里写到说，吃主的饼，喝主的杯，但是不分辨主的身体。
In verse 27, he talks about the body and blood of Christ.
在二十九节那里，他解释说，吃喝若不分辨是主的身体。
And these are references to the communion elements.
这个是指的是圣餐的组成要素。
In verse 28, he talks about eating of the bread and drinking of the cup.
在第二十八节那里，他讲到吃主的饼，喝主的杯。
That again is a reference to communion.
这同样也是在指的圣餐。
But in verse 29, Paul switches the focus.
但是在二十九节那里，保罗就转换了焦点。
He talks only of the body.
他只是在讲主的身体。
In the previous verses, Paul has explicitly spelled out body and blood when he's talking about communion.
在之前二十七节那里，保罗他很具体的提到主的身体和主的血。
But here he references the body.
但是在这里，他只是讲到主的身体。
Why the difference?
为什么会有这个不同呢？
It's because he's talking about a different topic.
因为他在讲论一个不同的主题。
He's not talking about communion.
他不是在讲圣餐。
He's talking about the body of Christ, the church.
他是在讲基督的身体教会。
And how do we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
We can know from the larger context.
我们可以从大的上下文看出来。
Paul had been writing to Corinthians about life in the church.
保罗已经给哥林多人写过信。
He's talking about life among the community of believers.
他谈到教会里的生活。
So listen to what Paul writes.
我们来听一下保罗是怎么写的。
From 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12.
在哥林多前书第八章第十二节。
Says, thus, sinning against your brothers and wounding their conscience when it is weak.
你们这样得罪弟兄们，伤了他们软弱的良心。
you sin against Christ.
你就是在得罪基督。
And in 1 Corinthians 10, 16 to 17,
在哥林多前书第十章十六到十七节那里
says the cup of blessing that we bless.
他说我们所祝福的杯
is it not a participation in the blood of Christ?
岂不是同领基督的血吗？
The bread that we break.
我们所擘开的饼。
Is it not a participation in the body of Christ?
岂不是同领基督的身体吗？
Because there is one bread,
这是因为饼只有一个。
We who are many are one body.
而我们这许多人是一个身体。
For we all partake of one bread.
因为我们都是分受这一块饼。
Paul had been talking about how Christians are the body of Christ.
保罗一直在谈基督徒们如何成为基督的身体。
And by sinning against brothers and sisters, you are sinning against Christ.
而得罪弟兄姐妹们就是在得罪基督。
And following our passage,
就是在我们这一段经文里面。
In 1 Corinthians 12, 12 to 26,
就是在我们这一段经文的后边，哥林多前书十二章十二到二十六节那里。
Paul explains a lot about life in the body of Christ.
保罗解释了很多关于基督的身体内的生活的事情。
In verse 25 he says,
在二十五节那里他说，
That there may be no division in the body,
免得身上分门别类。
But that the members may have the same care for one another,
总要肢体彼此相顾。
So Paul has been talking about the body of Christ, the church, before our passage.
所以保罗在我们今天看的这一段之前，他是在讲基督的身体，也就是教会。
He continues to talk about the body, the church, after the passage.
在这一段之后，他又继续讲到基督的身体，也就是教会。
So in our passage in verse 29,
所以在我们今天这段经文二十九节这一段经文里面，
when Paul talks about discerning the body,
当保罗谈到分辨身体的时候，
he's talking about the church or the people of God.
他是在讲教会，也就是神的子民。
But that makes sense given what Paul writes in verses 17 to 22.
但是这样是有道理的，尤其是考虑到保罗在十七节到二十二节那里所写的。
Look at verse 22.
我们再回头来看二十二节。
Paul explains that they were despising the church.
保罗解释说他们藐视了教会。
In verse 27, he talks about eating in an unworthy manner.
在二十七节那里，他讲到说他们不按理吃主的杯，吃饭。
And he explains in verse 29 that eating without discerning the body, that without care for the church, that would lead to judgment.
在二十九节那里，他也解释说，吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，也就是不关心教会，就会带来审判。
This is because in communion,
这是因为在圣餐当中，
Christ calls us to care for his body.
基督呼召我们要关心他的身体。
This morning, can you say that you care for Christ's body?
今天早上你能说你关心基督的身体吗？
Can you say that you have discerned his body?
你能说你分辨了他的身体吗？
That you recognize the people around you and that you are caring for them?
你能够认出你周围的群众并且关心他们吗？
Or do you, like the rich Corinthians, despise the church of God?
还是你像富裕的哥林多人一样藐视了神的教会呢？
I can think of a number of ways that we tend to despise the church of God.
我可以想到好几种方法我们藐视了教会，也就是藐视了基督。
And so despise Christ.
也就是藐视了基督。
For example,
比如说，
See, as I have prepared for this sermon,
就在我准备这个讲章的时候，
I ask God if there's any ways that I have despised his body.
我问神，我有没有在任何方面藐视了他的身体。
And he pointed out that I have the tendency to prefer tasks over caring for others.
他向我指出，我倾向于完成任务而不是照顾他人。
If I get irritated with others because they keep me from completing a task,
如果当我就是因为别人使得我不能够完成一项任务而对人气恼的时候，
Or I spend time on a task so that I don't have to spend time with other people,
或者当我把时间花在一项任务上而不是花时间与人打交道的话，
I show that I'm probably despising the church of God.
我的这种表现其实就可能是藐视了教会。
When God showed me that,
当神向我启示这一切的时候，
I took time to repent and refocus,
我就花时间来悔改和重新聚焦，
so that I can care for the church,
这样我就能关心教会。
Because in communion, Christ calls us to care for others.
因为在圣餐中，基督呼召我们要关心他的身体。
Christ calls us to care for the church.
基督呼召我们要关心教会。
Are there ways that you might be despising the church of God today?
今天你有没有藐视神的教会的一些做法呢？
So that you end up taking communion in an unworthy manner.
结果导致你用一种不合宜的态度来领圣餐呢？
For example, husbands, are you loving your wives?
比如说丈夫们，你们有爱自己的妻子吗？
And wives, are you respecting your husbands?
而太太们，你们有尊敬自己的丈夫吗？
Okay, yes, your spouse is a sinner.
是的，你的配偶是个罪人。
You probably know that better than others.
你可能比别人都更清楚这一点。
But if you do not love and respect them,
但是如果你不爱不尊敬他们的话，
and they are part of the body of Christ,
而他们是基督身体的一部分，
then you are despising Christ.
那你就是在藐视基督。
You are despising the one who gave his life for your husband.
你藐视了那一位为你的丈夫舍命的。
The one who gave his life for your wife.
那一位为你的妻子舍命的。
So husbands, are you taking communion having loved your wives well?
所以丈夫们，在你领圣，在你们领圣餐之前，你们有没有一直好好的爱着你们的妻子们？
Do you have the proper regard for your wife?
你有没有对太太表达适当的尊重？
Would she say that you've loved her well?
她，你能说你已经好好的爱她了吗？
How 她
会不会说你已经好好的爱她了呢？
How can you take communion as if everything is just fine?
你怎么能够领圣餐就好像是什么都没有发生的一样？
If you aren't loving your wife.
实际上你并没有爱你的妻子呢。
When Christ has given his life for her.
而基督已经为她舍命。
And wives, are you coming to the table having respected your husband?
而妻子们，你们来到桌前的时候，是否一直有尊敬你们的丈夫呢？
Do you have the proper regard for your husband?
你有没有对丈夫表达适当的尊敬呢？
Would he say that you have loved him by respecting him?
他能不能说你一直尊敬他，爱他呢？
How can you take communion as if everything is just fine?
你怎么能领圣餐好像什么都没发生过一样？
If you are not lovingly respecting your husband,
如果你并没有爱和尊重你的丈夫呢？
When Christ has come and died and rose again to give life to your husband,
而基督已经来过，死了又复活了，为要将生命也赐给你的丈夫呢？
If you need to repair the relationship with your spouse,
如果你需要修复和你的配偶之间的关系的话，
then take time during communion.
那就在圣餐的时候花一点时间。
Ask God to give you the words and actions to make things right.
求神给你话语和行动来改正错误。
Because in communion,
因为在圣餐当中，
Christ calls us to care for his body, even your spouse.
基督呼召我们要关心他的身体，甚至你的配偶。
But perhaps you're not married.
但不过也许你还没有结婚。
Or maybe your marriage is great.
或者你的婚姻非常美好。
Praise God for that.
感谢神这一点。
But another way that you might be despising the church.
但是另一个可能的，你藐视了教会的做法。
Is maybe you refuse to become a church member.
就是如果你拒绝成为教会的会友。
I've heard lots of excuses for not becoming a church member.
我听过许许多多关于不要成为教会会友的借口。
People have said.
人们说。
I don't know if I can commit to this group of people.
我不知道我是否能够委身于这一群人。
Or I can't commit to this place.
或者说我不能够委身于这个地方。
Or I can't submit to church leadership.
或者说我无法服从教会的领导。
But the one that I've heard most often.
但是我最常听到的一条是。
Oh, Christians are just mostly hypocrites.
基督徒们都是伪君子。
But as One author explains,
但是正如一位作家所解释的，
In the fellowship of the church,
在教会的团契中，
It is not hypocrisy to put aside our personal grumpiness and bothersome distresses and put the well-being of others in front of ours.
把个人的抱怨、埋怨和压抑放在一边，而把他人的好处放在前头，这样不是伪君子。
You see, if we say that we love Jesus,
所以如果我们说我们爱耶稣，
Why do we not love his church?
为什么我们不爱他的教会呢？
One way to show that love is through commitment.
表达那一份爱的一个方式就是通过领圣餐。
After all, Jesus showed that he committed to us by becoming human.
毕竟耶稣通过成为一个人来表明他对我们的承诺。
And in his commitment to us,
在他对我们的承诺里，
he did not leave us without his presence.
他没有离开我们，把我们撇弃。
He has given us the Holy Spirit to help us live a new life.
他把圣灵赐给我们，来帮助我们过一个全新的生活。
A life where we love the things that he loves.
这个生活是我们喜欢的，也是他所爱的。
So as we take communion,
所以在我们领圣餐的时候，
we are called by Christ to care for his body, the church.
基督呼召我们要关心他的身体，也就是教会。
Or we may be despising the church of God when we refuse to be concerned about the needs of others.
或者当我们拒绝考虑 别人的需要的时候，我们可能也是在藐视神的教会。
One professor writes,
一位教授这样写道，
We do not welcome strangers into our homes.
我们不欢迎陌生人来到我们的家里。
And we don't go out to meet them.
我们也不出去迎接他们。
We dismiss the needs of the future generations.
我们不理会将来世代人的需要。
Or we've never dealt seriously with a homeless person.
或者我们也从来没有认真地对待过一个无家可归的人。
We do not grieve over new stories of poverty or starvation.
我们也不会为新出现的贫穷或者饥饿的这样的事情难过。
And we only make token efforts to relieve such suffering by our charity.
我们只是象征性地做一点慈善来缓解这种痛苦。
Claiming allegiance to the Christ who speaks in active imperatives.
虽然我们宣称效忠于以积极的祈使句来说话的基督。
Says go.
比方说去。
Tell.
告诉。
Witness.
做见证。
Declare.
宣告。
Proclaim.
表明。
We Christians nonetheless prefer to keep the bread of life to ourselves.
然而我们基督徒们却想要把这生命的粮存在我们自己的柜子里。
Keeping it in our own cupboard.
就是把它放在我们自己的家里。
And speaking of it only with those who already have it.
而且只对那些已经有了的人宣讲。
It is in communion that we remember that we are sinners in need of great grace.
其实在圣餐当中，我们记得说我们是罪人，非常需要恩典。
Yes, we have great needs.
是的，我们有很大的需要。
But just because we have needs does not mean that we cannot meet the needs of others.
但是我们有需要，并不说明我们就不能够满足别人的需要了。
God in His grace has met us where we are at.
神以他的恩典来接纳我们所处的光景。
He has given us what we need.
他赐给了我们所需要的一切。
So that now through Christ we can meet the needs of others using the resources we have.
所以现在通过基督，我们就可以使用我们所有的资源来满足他人的需要。
We can go.
我们可以去。
We can witness.
我们可以做见证。
We can proclaim.
我们可以宣告。
We can serve.
我们可以服务。
We can do these things because Christ has done them for us.
我们可以做这些事情，因为基督已经为我们成就了这些事。
And He is willing to help us to do those things as well.
他也愿意帮助我们来做这些事情。
That's because in communion,
这是因为在圣餐当中，
Christ calls us to care for His body.
基督呼召我们要关心他的身体，
even meeting the needs of others.
甚至是满足其他人的需要。
Another way that I've seen Christians despise the body of Christ.
我见到的另外一个基督徒藐视了基督的身体的方式是
is when they refuse to reconcile with other Christians.
当他们拒绝和另外的基督徒们和好的时候，
perhaps this describes you.
可能这个说的就是你。
You've had a disagreement or an argument or a fight with another brother or sister in Christ.
可能你跟基督里的另一位弟兄或者姐妹有不同的意见。
And you haven't forgiven them.
就或者你们有争吵，那这个时候你并没有原谅他们。
Or you haven't sought their forgiveness.
或者你还没有寻求他们的谅解。
You haven't worked to restore the relationship.
你还没有努力的来恢复这个关系。
By delaying or rejecting true reconciliation.
借着推迟或者拒绝真正的和解。
You are despising the body of Christ.
你在藐视基督的身体。
But as one pastor wrote.
但是正如一位牧师写到的。
It is impossible for a true Christian to get closer to his Lord.
一个真正的基督徒要想靠近他的主是不可能的。
While at the same time he is separated from his fellow believers.
如果与此同时他跟他的其他信徒们是分离的。
We are called to do the hard work of reconciliation and forgiveness.
我们被呼召来做这个辛苦和解原谅的工作。
God has given us His grace to be forgiven so that we can forgive others.
神也赐恩给我们，让人可以原谅我们，以至于我们也能够原谅他人。
Who might you need to forgive?
你需要原谅谁呢？
As you take communion today,
在你今天领圣餐的时候，
consider,
想一想，
who do I need to reconcile with?
我需要跟谁和解？
Because in communion, Christ calls us to care for His body.
因为在圣餐当中，基督呼召我们来关心他的身体。
But why?
但是为什么呢？
Why does Christ call us to care for His body?
为什么基督呼召我们来关心他的身体呢？
It's because Christ's body.
这是因为基督的身体。
The church is the representative for Christ here on earth.
也就是教会是基督在地上的代表。
And no matter how imperfect the church is,
不管教会有多么不完美，
Jesus still gave His life die for the church.
耶稣还是受死，把他的生命赐给教会。
He rose from the grave to guarantee life for the church.
他从坟墓里复活来保证教会的生命。
So how can we say that we love Jesus, but we by our actions despise his body?
所以我们怎能说我们爱耶稣，但是经由我们的行动，我们却在藐视他的身体呢？
After all, if we sin against our brothers and sisters,
毕竟如果我们得罪我们的弟兄和姐妹的话，
we sin against Christ.
我们就是在得罪基督了。
Now, why would we sin against our Lord and Savior?
那为什么我们要犯罪得罪我们的主和救主呢？
Our Savior is incredible.
我们的救主是非常完美的。
Jesus welcomes people from all nations to come to the table.
耶稣欢迎各族各民的人来到他的桌前。
He freely did what was necessary to give you life.
他免费地成就了那需要赐给你生命所需要的一切。
He gave his body for us.
他把他的身体为我们舍了。
Which we remember when we take the bread.
我们在吃饼的时候会纪念他的身体。
He gave his blood for us.
他也为我们流血了。
Which we remember when we take the cup.
我们在喝这个杯的时候要纪念他。
He has loved us.
他已经爱了我们。
Even when we were unlovable.
甚至在我们不可爱的时候。
He has committed to us.
他也把自己赐给我们。
By giving us the Holy Spirit to live in us.
他赐给我们圣灵住在我们里面。
And to help us to live out the Christian life.
帮助我们来过基督徒的生活。
He loves us and through us he even loves our enemies.
他爱我们并且借着我们来甚至爱我们的仇敌。
Because we are called to love the people that he loves.
因为我们被呼召要爱他所爱的人。
Jesus is the one who welcomes us openly.
耶稣是公开地欢迎我们的那一位。
And he by his grace makes us all equal before God.
他借着他的恩典使我们在神面前成为平等。
We all come to the table as sinners in need of a Savior.
我们都是作为罪人来到主的桌前需要神的救恩。
And praise God, he is that Savior.
感谢神，他就是那位救主。
Because he is your Savior and mine,
因为他是你的，也是我的救主。
We belong to him.
我们属于他。
And as we belong to him,
正如因为我们属于他，
we belong to each other.
我们也属于彼此。
As we take communion today,
在我们今天领圣餐的时候，
we must discern his body.
我们必须要分辨他的身体。
Caring for the needy among us,
关心我们当中有需要的人。
Or making things right with other brothers and sisters.
或者和其他弟兄姐妹们一起把事情做对。
As we do these things,
在我们这样做的时候，
we will be following our Lord.
我们就是在跟随我们的主。
Who cares for his people.
他顾念他的百姓。
We'll be following Christ.
我们就是在跟随基督。
Who in communion calls us to care for his body.
他在圣餐当中呼召我们来关心他的身体。
Communion right now. Great. Perfect. All right, at this time in our service, we celebrate communion.
那我们在接下来的时间里要来庆祝圣餐。
By which we remember and celebrate the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
借此来纪念和庆祝我们的主耶稣基督的死。
Our church